This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Pollard started in the stack. He goes wide right. Prescott goes screen right to Elliott. Gets a block from Zach Martin. Gets a block downfield from Travis Frederick. And he's across the 30-yard line. Hyde, the safety, ran him down, but two classic blocks by Zach Martin and Travis Frederick on the screen pass give Zeke Elliott 20 yards.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the day after Thanksgiving. Hope you're feeling good this morning as you're driving around, doing whatever it is that you are doing. If you're going to work, hey, congratulations. We're right there with you today.
Yeah,
if you're working. If you're going Black Friday shopping, hopefully you'll just tolo it. You know, leave the car running. No, don't leave the car running while you're in the store. That is a bad idea. So there you go. Hopefully you're having.
And you can get a sweet deal on a car if you do, though.
That's a stealing a car, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, though, you're trying to recover from yesterday and getting that. Hopefully we can try and fix this thing. We'll ask Rich to do that. But right now, Kevin, I want to know what won and what lost. 877-881-1053 from the 214. What won? Dak killed a guy to get a first down. What lost? When no one on the team reacted.
Ooh. Yeah, he trucked somebody, and people were like, cool. Oh, yeah, you know what the other one was? Is I don't want to just call him out, but I'm going to, because I think a lot of other people did it too. Cheeto standing around on that fourth down play where it looked like there was a fumble, and Josh Allen was still struggling for the fourth down, and he's like, all right, I'm just going to hang out here. I'm not going to rush to the play or anything.
Whole team did. I mean, the whole defense just kind of stood there and watched it all happen. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What won? What lost? Kevin, what won for me yesterday was Zeke. I know he didn't finish the game with touchdowns. Should have gotten a receiving touchdown from Dak. Poor throw. Dak even said after the game that he knew that it was a poor throw. But Zeke was really good yesterday, running the ball, as you just heard in that clip right there. You had Zach Martin, Travis Frederick doing work. To get there, I think what lost on the offensive line in particular was Suofilo. I didn't think he was particularly good. Now, Connor Williams. Yeah, both of them looked bad throughout the day. Maybe Connor Williams came back a little too early. I highly question at the moment the left guard position, and that's sad to me because here we are again with a really talented offensive line, and that left guard position is holding this team back right now.
I don't understand why everyone is not just pouring in with what really won. What won yesterday was Brett Maher.
What do you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? Brett Maher won.
He missed two field goals yesterday, Kevin.
Yeah, and he's still employed. And he missed two field goals in other games, and he's still employed.
So this is sarcastic what won.
No, it's not. No, it's not sarcastic at all.
He made the extra point.
Look, yeah. He made one
extra point yesterday. Yes, oh, that's true.
Can you imagine being terrible at your job yet keeping your job? Well, just flip around to some of the other DFW sports radio stations, you can get that. Wow. But, oh, sorry. Can you imagine being terrible at your job and having no pressure put on you? Here's Brett Maher. From 30 to 49 yards, so the most consistent, the most likely field goal you will kick in the NFL. 68.4% last year, 13% below league average. This year, 54.5%, 27% below league average. You know how many times he's been challenged for his job once he's been given it? None. He was subpar last year. He's been worse than subpar this year. And now finally, maybe the Cowboys will think about doing something. We'll have Stephen Jones on in just a few minutes at 11:15. We can ask him about that. But what have they done to address that? They have done nothing to address that. And hopefully now they will, now that it's too late. Like somebody texted in earlier. That's what I love about the Patriots. The second there's a problem, bam, solution. Or at least attempt to make a solution. That's why I am dead serious. Brett Maher is the winner because he continues to be terrible at his job and has kept his job for all this time. What lost? Dak lost and the offensive line lost. I thought both were subpar yesterday. I almost said dreadful, but there were moments, but they were both bad. They lost you that game.
Dak lost and
the offensive line.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not being able to get, I think Jordan Lewis lost yesterday. And that's sad because we've been begging for him to get on the field. Cole Beasley kind of embarrassed him throughout the day. There were a couple times he made some good plays, but I want him to win every time. And I know that's impossible to do, but they were forced to play man-to-man essentially throughout that game. And their defensive line, their four up front, weren't able to get home on Josh Allen. If there was any space, any crease at all, he was able to break away and go get a first down or a touchdown on a play that, you know, Sean Lee's running his life to go get him, but he can't catch him because he's fast. So our front four wasn't able to do what they were needing to do throughout the day. And there's Jordan Lewis in one-on-one coverage with Cole Beasley. And that's unfortunate because as much as you may not like Cole Beasley, he can make you look foolish if you have to cover him one-on-one. He's a tough cover.
Yeah, my dislike of Cole Beasley has nothing to do with him as the player at all.
Yeah, from the 972, what won? My mom's homemade stuffing. What lost? The continuous culture of mediocrity that the Cowboys live in.
You know what? And I'm really glad that they said that, because what lost for me yesterday was my interest in the Cowboys Thanksgiving game. Like, more often than not, there's one holiday where I need other people to carry the conversation. It's Thanksgiving. Because once dinner is over and it's time for the game to start, like, that's my focus. That's my focus. Watching, we're tweeting at KNC and at Oh Thank Kevin, at In the Majors, at Shippy Fun Sports. And that's where all my attention is. But by the time it was halftime and I was pretty confident we were going to lose that game, then, so maybe what lost is also my family, because they had to talk to me more. And so, because I was more engaged with them than I normally would be, because I was like, well, this game is, first of all, it's boring and it's kind of terrible and it's over.
My focus shifted to the Twitter and all that sort of stuff after the game, just to see, you know, to see the different quotes and stuff and see how everybody was reacting and see the memes and stuff that you can always look forward to.
The memes are great. I mean, they make me sad, because the one that really made me sad is, it was a picture of a turkey and the Cowboys, and it said the two things most likely to get carved up on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, that hurts my feelings. But, I mean, it's factually, that's fair.
Did you see the thing about the Three Stooges trying to play football? And yeah, it said, I'm going to tell my kids that this is the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
No.
From the 214, can we stop acting like Byron Jones is a number one corner? He has done nothing. And you know what? Maybe that's what lost yesterday, is Byron still not forcing any turnovers.
And Xavier Woods' inability to catch an interception.
Yeah.
I know it turned out okay with a missed field goal, but that looked like that was going to cost you 3 points. The ball went right through his
head. Yeah, that's a play you expect him to make.
From the 714, this one, my wife's and mother-in-law's food. So, a lot of people saying that they're during their Thanksgiving football watching moment, they thoroughly enjoyed the food that they had. Kevin, here's what lost for me. What was winning going into the game was we had fired up Jerry Jones. We had awesome, excited, get your ass in gear Jerry Jones. After the game, what lost for me was Jerry Jones backed off. It felt like, hey, I want to get a damn win, and if it doesn't happen, everybody, heads are going to roll. You know, that was exactly what I felt, was heads are going to roll. But then on top of that, after the game, it was, well, I mean, he's still got my back. I've still got his back. He said it. His dream is for Jason Garrett to win the Super Bowl as the head coach. So he's going to give him every opportunity to do that, to achieve that. And so basically what I heard was motivation speech with nothing back behind it.
I very much support people who have dreams, but you have to do something to get towards those dreams, or they have to be realistic. And when they are no longer in the realm of realism, or you're not active, I mean, what are the Cowboys actively doing to pursue that dream? Just giving him more time? You can give him all the time in the world. What difference is it going to make? He's been in the league as long as five other coaches. Every single one of those coaches has made it to the Super Bowl and has at least 7 playoff victories. Garrett has not, and he has 2. He's the second longest reigning coach in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. He has no NFC championship game appearances. You have given him more time than anyone could have reasonably expected with less big picture success.
From the 469, my wife's dressing was as bad as the Cowboys.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she dresses just fine.
Yeah, I thought the dress she picked out was nice.
My girlfriend won. She made potato puff casserole, which is my favorite. It was really good.
Nice!
I ate some of it last night, too.
Sweet! My wife made some awesome macaroni and cheese. And,
That's a good Thanksgiving food.
Very rich. And I was like, oh, wow, this is, it felt like you were just eating just a stick of butter with cheese all over it. So that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that does sound kind of good.
From the 903, can Jerry fire himself as the GM? That's, no, man, he's
coming up next.
We've gone through that. Jerry the GM, the owner, Jerry the GM,
and Jerry the coach.
From the 915, Jerry proved to me that he's all bark and no bite. Came out Wednesday talking like a tough guy. Came out yesterday and did everything he said he didn't want anymore, and he didn't do anything about it. Everyone still has their jobs. I understand the mentality of, look, we're still in first place. I get it. But there's, you are hoping, you are praying, you are hinging the season on the possibility of catching lightning in a bottle. There's no distinct advantage. The Cowboys at the moment don't do anything good. At the moment, there's nothing good that they do consistently. Offense, defense, special teams, anywhere. So there are a lot of things that have this team feeling like it's hopeless. And that's why you're like, okay, maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin, Shippy in studio on this Friday after Thanksgiving Day. We're all suffering from the loss yesterday, trying to provide ourselves some therapy for what happened in yesterday's game and trying to look forward to the future here, Kevin, as we try to figure out just how the Cowboys can get into the playoffs and how they can go do what they want to do to win a Super Bowl. And if you think that that's a laughable goal, that's what every goal is every year, to try to get there. You just got to get into the tournament. Hopefully they can. Now let's talk with Stephen Jones. Stephen, how you doing today? Stephen?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Stephen, how's it going?
Doing good. Just, obviously a very disappointing loss for us. And, we just got to regroup here. And know there's going to be a lot of doubters, and I know our fans are disappointed, but we feel like we've got the team and the coaching staff that gives us the best chance to do what we need to do to win our division.
How difficult is it, with each week to not be reactionary to something happening that could emotionally put you in a place where you're like, now it's time to make a change? Like, how tough is it to not be reactionary to each game?
It's really not. I mean, we've had this staff here for 10 years now, and we've got a lot of confidence in him, or he wouldn't have been here. And, we're there with him every day and know what he's all about, and know what our staff's all about, know what our team's all about. It's, obviously that one was a difficult one, and, probably our least performance of the year. And, we've just got to get by that and get over that. And, as Bill used to say, Parcells used to say, you are what you are right now. And, we hadn't been able to beat a team with a winning record. And, we've played well at times, but we've just got to take the next step and do better, and we think we can do that.
Can you tell me a little bit more, either in-depth or specifically, about why you think that can be done when you yourself just pointed out y'all haven't beat a team with a winning record? So what is it that leads to this confidence outside of just the hope?
Well, it's just we were 3-5 last year, and I think people had written off the year, and we were able to make the turn. And I think we can do the same thing again here. And you know, at times we've played really good ball. We think we know in general. The biggest issue of all is just we're losing the turnover battle week in and week out. We're certainly not creating any turnovers. I think it's been 4 games since we've been able to create a turnover. And, you know, sometimes, that's just you're unfortunate. But, but sometimes you got to do a little more to get the hands on the ball and get the ball turned over. And then we've got to do a better job of protecting the ball. I mean, you play good football teams and you lose the turnover battle, history will tell you you don't win those games. And, certainly we're throwing the ball probably more than we have, in years. And when you do that, you're setting yourself up. You can have some negative plays, whether it's sack fumbles, interceptions. You know, that comes with that. And when you run the ball more, then you're a little more conservative. You don't have as big a plays, but you certainly don't have the risk, that comes when you put the ball in there.
Stephen Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. The, execution is a word we've heard a lot. The kicker did not execute yesterday, and that really did, that puts the team in a bad situation. 2 made field goals, and maybe that throw from Dak to Zeke really does put the team in a position late in the game to win, even if they are in prevent defense. But that right there, Stephen, is very frustrating to, I know, the coaching staff, because you got to come away with points. Is there any thought about saying we got to make a move there at the kicking position?
I think one of the kicks was blocked, as it turned out. There was a hand on the ball, and it probably affected the trajectory of the ball. But, we just have to be better in all phases. Whether it's special teams, whether it's defense, offense, everybody's got to pick it up a notch. I know we're practicing well. We feel good when we feel like we're prepared when we go into the games. And, I know there's going to be, everybody's going to ask these questions. But it's, jury's decision, and certainly getting a lot of input from myself and Will. And we really do feel like our staff and this team can do the job. And we know people are going to ask why and they're going to doubt it, but we just feel strongly that this is the right thing to do.
What is your specific input about whether or not the Cowboys should try out some more kickers in the coming week?
Yeah, we've got confidence in Maurer right now. As I said, one of those kicks were blocked, and you look at what's out there and you see what we have, and we do like his mindset and, the way he responds to adversity, and we're going to stick with him, and here we go.
Can you tell us anything specifically about, not really necessarily what was said in the locker room, but we've heard all kinds of reports about, yelling. Was it a pep talk? Was it an angry conversation? Can you tell us anything about the mood of the locker room after yesterday's loss?
I'm not in the business of getting into what goes on in our locker room before the press gets in there. We've got a lot of great competitors on this team. We've got a lot of guys who go about their business the right way. And, everybody, is disappointed where we sit right now. Disappointed in that loss yesterday. I didn't feel like we, were able to perform the way we're capable of, and we'll keep that in house as far as I'm concerned.
It was just a really tough way to accept that after that kind of a loss. I want to know though if there's a mood within the locker room even after the media was let in that makes you believe that this thing, that they're going to turn it around, that the mindset.
Absolutely.
Can
I'm
get
totally,
there.
Totally convinced that we can do this. As I said, we got the right kind of guys, both sides of the ball. We got great leadership, veteran leadership. I know we're young in places, but overall, between guys like Jason Witten and Sean Lee and Dak and Zeke and Zach Martin and Tyron Smith and DeMarcus Lawrence, we got a lot of belief in this football team and have a lot of belief in our staff between Jason and Kellen Moore and Rod Marinelli and Chris Rassard. These are all pros, and we feel we're convicted that we can turn this thing around and get the job done and win the East.
Is there any belief that Zeke at the second level has changed a little bit as far as what he is as a running back? It seems like once he gets to that next place, I don't know if it's the blocking isn't there, if it, the technique of the blocking and the wide receivers isn't there, or what exactly it is, but it seems like Zeke can't get to that next place and blow it wide open.
Well, we just got to continue to execute better, have all the confidence in our offensive line and Zeke. Obviously, know the outside's going to question, whether it's the press, whether, you know, it's our fans who are so passionate about the Cowboys. We certainly understand that based on where we sit today at 6-6. But we're not going to let that deter us. We're going to go to work and get this job done.
So, and I think you just kind of hit on it. So you think the questions by the press and by the fans are fair, like those fans who are disillusioned, you think those are fair questions given how the season has gone, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had high expectations. Jerry, myself, led the way, and certainly we didn't think we'd be sitting here at 6-6 right now. And so it's very fair for us, for fans, to question where we are. But we have to do our jobs, and Jerry and myself, and have to do our job. And we've made the decision that this is the right group to get the job done. We like the character of this football team. We like the players on our team, and we like our coaching staff.
Any particular injury notes or updates or any health concerns coming out of the game, since obviously you guys will have another Thursday game coming up?
Connor Williams is the biggest question mark, and obviously he'll be getting an MRI today on that knee, and we'll evaluate that and go from there. There's a good chance, hopefully, that we get Heath back and might even have a chance to get Woods back. But I thought Tristan Hill did a nice job in there yesterday, and hopefully he's maturing and made some plays for us.
And Vander Esch, I know that was a week-to-week proposition last week. Still same concept?
Yeah, I think we'll just evaluate him each week. Don't necessarily see that happening here for the Chicago game, but we'll continue to evaluate him and see where we go.
What's the relationship with Jerry and Jason? Can you kind of enlighten us a little bit to the love for him, because I know a long time ago Jerry told us that y'all knew he was going to have a learning curve because he'd never been a first time head coach, and I feel like there's part of you part of Jerry that's like, look, I really want to see this happen because we've invested a lot in this and we don't want to lose the opportunity to do that. Is that why the commitment to the idea of we're in first place, we still have a shot, we could catch lightning in a bottle is where you guys are right now?
No, I just think that we have a lot of confidence in Jason. He's a professional. He's got an amazing work ethic. I've never seen our players not play hard for him. They were fighting all the way to the end last night. Obviously got behind the eight ball a few times. But, obviously a lot of respect our family has for Coach Garrett, and feel like that we can do what we need to do to win the East and get in the tournament, and then let's see what happens.
Would that be your main message to Cowboys fans? Because, you guys, you and Jerry and the Cowboys organization, you're well aware of, what the pulse of the team is, what the pulse of the fan base is, and their level of frustration right now. Obviously, you guys are frustrated. Would that be your primary message to all the fans listening right now?
Yes, we've got to go do our job, and we've got to execute better. We're not getting the job done right now. As I said, I've said it six times so far today, we understand that people are frustrated. So I think we've answered those questions. We've got to go to work and do our job.
Is there any amount of turkey and stuffing that can fulfill the void after a loss, though?
Well, we've got a lot to be grateful for, and the Jones family's been blessed, and we don't expect anyone to feel sorry for anybody around here. And, our players are fortunate, to be Cowboys and be able to play professional football, coaches the same way. And certainly I can tell you the Jones family understands how blessed we've been and how fortunate we are and how thankful we are. So we'll move forward. We've all had hit bumps and had adversity before, and we'll see how this particular group responds. But we have a a large amount of confidence that they're going to respond in a very good way and that we'll go out and we'll win this East and get in the tournament.
All right. Well, I appreciate that you and Jerry, y'all always come on and answer the questions, even if sometimes we make you repeat yourself.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and happy Thanksgiving, and hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thanks, guys.
Stephen Jones with the Dallas Cowboys, and my goodness, did that light up the fan text during the discussion. Now, look, I just want to say this real quick before we get further into the discussion. I really do. I don't love a lot of his answers. He could tell that. He probably didn't love a lot of our questions. But I appreciate the fact that Stephen and Jerry, for better or worse, come on this air time and time and time again and answer the questions. As for some of those answers, I don't love it. I don't. I really want him to come on here and be like, you're right. It's been 9.5 years. We're not getting anywhere with Garrett, but we're kind of stuck because there's only 4 games left. But that does not seem like a likely answer. That is the answer that I would have liked to hear. But Corey asked the question, I thought, in a great manner. The love for Jason Garrett with I just took the insinuation to kind of be like, come on, dude. Like, what's the story? Mm-hmm. Like, but the way you phrased that question, I thought was really good. And you don't have to like Jason Garrett, but it's very clear that they love Jason Garrett and will give him every opportunity and beyond to make this happen.
I just want to, there are a couple things I want to point out. And go hit up Newey Scruggs on Twitter. He tweeted out, don't forget, Dave Campo was able to finish out his 5-11 season. But Jerry was on a private plane to talk to Bill Parcells before that season was even over. And then he said this. This is something that, Kevin, in public, you have to put on certain displays. And I think the Cowboys are saying, look, we got your back. We got your back. They're putting on, the Jones family is saying, we have your back. And what good is it to do to say, you know what, we're done with him, and he's toast. Before they even find whoever it is that's the next candidate, before they lock in and secure the next candidate, if they want a chance to win the next game, I understand that that doesn't make much sense, you know, especially in the PR world. But Newey said this, when it comes to Jason Garrett's job status, a Cowboys source tells me tonight that no one is in his corner. And despite what we are told in the media, the organization is, quote, done with him. The Cowboys will have a new head coach in 2020. And Kevin, I think that's the feeling I got from Mike Fisher this morning. Whenever I heard him say, look, if you're a Cowboys fan and you've been cheering for the Cowboys to lose so that they could replace Jason Garrett, you're getting that. They are there. They are going to replace their head coach next year. There's somebody in the Cowboys organization has that feeling. So they are there. But you can also cheer for the Cowboys to try to win out here. I have a hard time, though, Kevin, feeling like when there is a team that realizes and feels like there is a lame duck coach that they will be motivated to play for him. That's what I have a hard time seeing. And with the group they have right now, somehow they have to figure out how to win while they know that winning is not for their head coach. It's for something else. Winning is not for what that guy is doing whenever he's clapping for me or cheering for me or rooting me on. That they are sitting there saying to themselves, we have to win because we are a prideful team, because we have other things that we want to do, because maybe Jerry Jones did light that fire. It didn't look like it did on Thursday, though.
Look, I feel it, too. From the 4-3-2, even Steven kind of sounded defeated. I feel it, too. You could hear you could hear the defeat in his voice because he has to go back to... Like, I'm not saying it's a talking point because, I mean, but it's a kind of a talking point, is the company line is, we're still in first place, which is true. You just make it in the tournament, you have a chance, which is true, but it just doesn't feel like something a lot of the fans believe. It's not something that I believe. I've said many times already today, you lose in the wild card round to Minnesota or Seattle. Like, that is absolutely where it feels like this team is going. That's if you make it.
And you know how it's going to happen, Kevin? They're going to miss a field goal. And they're going to say, why didn't we listen to KNC?
Oh, my God.
Why didn't we listen to Hagee?
That was the most frustrating part, is the micro of it. Like, the macro of it, you're not going to change. They're keeping Jason Garrett for the rest of the year. They think they can win with this group. I got it. The micro of it is, he said they're rolling with Maher. We can ask for clarification, but I did ask for clarification.
Yeah,
I said, so you're not going to bring in anybody to compete? He said, no. Here are the numbers. And the idea that kick got blocked and that's why it missed.
It got grazed by Ed Oliver. By the way, we wanted to trade everything for Ed Oliver to go get him last year in the draft. Nobody listened to us.
All right, so guess what? I'm going to take that field goal off the ledger. I am no longer counting that. From 30 to 49-yard field goals last year, Brett Maher, 13 of 19, 68.4%. 13% below league average this year from 30 to 49. If you don't count the quote blocked kick, 6 for 10, 60%, 21% below the league average. 30 to 49 yard field goals, those are your bread and butter. Those are the most common in the NFL. The 20 yarders, anyone should make those. The 50 yarders, we know he's better than most. And 60, he's the best kicker that's ever been. But 30 to 49, he is very below average. And the fact that you wouldn't even try somebody out. Okay, fair enough. You don't see anybody else on the market. Bring them all in. Just see what they got.
Yeah. No, and Kevin, I like the somebody said this. Look, if Steven and Jerry publicly went out there, didn't give their best effort to show that they have the back of their coach, what coach is really going to want to work for them?
Yeah,
that's fair. I agree. If you're sitting there killing your coach as he's on the way out the door, no, people are going to be like, man, you don't have my back? I need that.
That's fair.
But at the same time, you got to be delivering if you want that as well.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. People are wanting us to open up the phone lines. High noon, we will open up the phone lines. But coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where plenty of people, well, they weren't particularly thankful at all yesterday. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
First and 10, Prescott, five-step drop. Great protection. Ball stripped out of his hand. It's a fumble and the Bills have it. At the 40-yard line, Trent Murphy. That's going to be a sack strip fumble. Two consecutive turnovers by Prescott.
Kevin, I think the biggest thing we can take from right now, after talking with Steven, they're frustrated, they're spent at the moment. But you know what else happens, Kevin? Season ticket holders start giving up. The business side of things start getting affected whenever you move on from a coach. They got to figure out what their plan is. It sounds, based on the whispers that we're hearing behind the scenes, it sounds like they are moving on. But the rest of the season still has to take place. They'll give Jason Garrett every opportunity to continue to catch lightning in a bottle for this season. But what they've done this regular season has been an absolute joke. And they're saying to themselves, I think not that kind of joke either.
It kind of feels like that kind of joke.
Steven and Jerry and the front office are looking at this saying, we got to convince people to buy back into this team.
He has the worst jokes.
And that's why Jerry is standing up in front of the world saying, I got his back. We got to win a game. I want this. I want that. He's being sales Jerry right now. That, look, this thing does matter. But they're not making the move now. That's frustrating to fans. I get it. But it is going to happen. So be prepared for that. Now let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
And we start with, man, there were some doings of transpiring last night in the Thanksgiving Thursday night football game. The Saints became the first team to clinch a postseason berth in 2019 with their victory over the Atlanta Falcons. However, a fun note for you, the Atlanta Falcons tried three onside kicks. They recovered three onside kicks.
You can't do that.
However,
that's impossible.
One of them, they did not. I don't know. You ever seen that Plano East Tyler John Tyler game?
But the way that the game has been like changed, you're not supposed to be able to do that anymore.
So one of them, they were whistled for offsides. Very, very questionable offsides call. And so they still were able to convert on two onside kicks. There we go. Easy for me to say. And however, of course, obviously the Falcons were still defeated 26-18. The Saints improved to 10-2. They have punched their ticket to the playoffs.
Already?
Yep.
You can do that this early in the season?
And they won their division. I know, wild.
That seems weird.
They're the first team. They're the first team to clinch their division title. So there you go.
The Falcons still have a shot, though.
I do not believe that is factually accurate.
Oh, man. It stinks for them.
Yeah, it really does.
Because my team still does.
It also stinks for, the Tennessee Titans, who I now believe have a better record than the Dallas Cowboys, is a TV station in Nashville, WSMV. They had an interview with a fan who was cooking a turkey, and they said, oh, you can call this turkey Mariota because this baby is done.
Oh, That's hilarious.
It was, and somebody followed up, and the news anchor said, how do you know when it's done? And somebody walked by and said, when you throw 3 interceptions a game. And that's not even about the turkey. Jeez. They were asking, when do you know the turkey is done? And they said, when you throw 3 interceptions in a game. Marcus Mariota is 2-4 this season. Ryan Tannehill, who should start getting MVP votes, is 4-1.
All it took was the Fighting Tannehills to turn this thing around and believe in themselves, Kevin.
Yeah.
The mighty Fighting Tannehills is what I call them.
It is really weird. Let's go to another Thanksgiving game from yesterday.
I do love the shots, though, by the fan base.
Tremendous.
Prepared for that kind of stuff.
Absolutely tremendous. If you saw the Detroit Lions-Chicago Bears game, you probably knew it was going to set the world of football back several decades, and it did, in fact, do just that. The Bears were victorious 24-20, and you know how terrible the Bears are? They have the same record as the Cowboys, too. And you know who got the victory, or who almost got the victory? David Blauen game. He was there, took some time off from Autoflex.
Nope.
Carrollton Creekview's own David Blauen game. He was out there doing things. His first pass was awesome, but they lost. However, at halftime, you know, everybody does a big halftime spectacular. 5 seconds into the Detroit Lions halftime spectacular, the power went out.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah. 5 seconds into the halftime show, all the power goes out.
And then what? Nope. Do you just call it right there? Or do you say, you know what, let's extend this show?
I don't think anybody noticed because they were like,
they kept going?
Yeah, no, I think they were all just like, we're going to leave the game because Mitch Trubisky and stuff. And they were like, just wait, Mitch Trubisky's going to make a comeback and he's going to make it happen. So, yeah, they had this big, like, electronic board they were trying to do on a sheet, and then the power went out, and, like, all that staging was for nothing.
Oh, man.
So then Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, like, did small talk, and it was predictably terrible. It was just a mess, man.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. What do you expect? A lot of those guys prepare for everything they say.
That's true.
And when it comes to back and forth bantering, sometimes you're like, oh, crap, what are we going to talk about? It can be predictably terrible in that situation.
You should listen to this show. We have all kinds of problems with people not calling in and stuff, and you're just like, bam, ready to go.
Create a topic.
Let's talk about the Patriots, who, unlike the Cowboys, they are making a change at kicker. However, their change is probably, I think it's equally imperative as the Cowboys. Nick Folk needed an appendectomy, so he will not be available, and it'll probably sideline him beyond this week. Who are they bringing in? Do you remember this name? Did you realize he still played, or did you think he was done, like, I don't know, 5 years ago? Kai Forbath is who they have brought in as their new kicker. Good enough for the Patriots, not good enough for us to try out.
Do you want the Cowboys to go, like, just search under every rock to find any kicker?
Yes. I think we should be
high
schools, the colleges.
Carly Lloyd?
I mean, she can't be any worse than Brett Maher is.
I think that's...
People might think that's hyperbole. He's 27% below the league average for basic field goals. That's a fact.
I know people lose their minds about her kicking off and stuff or getting obliterated or whatnot.
I mean, it's not like Brett Maher's a good kickoff person either. So I don't understand what we're doing. I really, really don't. Here, I'm going to tell you some good things, all right? We went through some sad stories and all that. Here's a couple good things. I don't know how much your heart will be warmed by this, but for Jarvis Landry's birthday, Odell Beckham gave him a $110,000 watch.
They love each other, man.
Do you think he had to pay for that watch?
Nah.
Nothing?
No, that watch was probably from the watch company that of the game-worn watch that he had. It was probably that company. They're just like, hey, thanks for wearing that watch with us earlier.
I'd be pissed if somebody gave me a watch and then said, hey, you got to pay $110,000 for it.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. But what if the watch costs $110,000, but I gave it to you and said I got it for free? Would you still be impressed that I gave you this fantabulous gift, or were you like, so basically you spent nothing on me?
Oh, I'd still be impressed.
Okay.
I don't care how much you paid for it.
Oh, well, as
I'd
re-gift
it pretty quick.
As the great Michael Scott once told us, Christmas is great because you can say, I love you this many dollars worth. So don't forget what the real reason of the season is.
Yep.
Guys, let's go
again, I'm re-gifting that son of a gun real fast. So if you didn't pay anything for it, then I'm going to re-gift it. Because you're not going to remember that you got me that anyway.
I would say take it back for store credit, but then you'd have $110,000 of store credit at the boutique, whatever watch boutique it is. And I don't know what I'm getting with all that.
Guys, the whole store.
Yeah, I doubt it. If they got that one watch, you know that's probably not even the most expensive watch they have. Let's talk about Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman continues to do good things. He went to Cabrillo Middle School in Santa Clara, wrote out a personal check for $7,491.27. And they said, I don't know what this is. Don't you have Venmo? No, that didn't happen.
I need your Zelle account.
Do you know specifically why he wrote the check for that amount?
Yeah, there were a bunch of kids at the school that had fees on their lunch cards.
Correct.
And so he said, you know what? This is a lunch card debt. You don't need to worry about that. Every kid needs to eat.
And now all of the outstanding cafeteria debts have been paid. Let's go to one more super positive story for you about the NFL on a day of plenty of negativity. The NFL set out a challenge for their 100th season. They wanted 1 million people to donate 100 minutes of their time apiece to volunteer. I don't exactly know how they've been tracking this metric, but they said thus far they have had over 100 million minutes of volunteerism because of this program.
Volunteerism.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
That's pretty awesome, right?
Do we get hours for volunteerism for Peace-a-thon, Kevin?
Yeah, you can claim 4 hours.
I can claim 4 hours? Do I get paid for that, or
no?
Does it work?
You can have 4 hours off.
I want to be paid to volunteer.
You get an extra 4 hours off that you won't be allowed to take off.
I want to be paid to volunteer my time.
That is not what being a volunteer means.
How are you going to get the best?
That's just a job.
The best volunteering.
What's in it for me?
This is a terrible sense of volunteerism. But then again, I did just say Christmas is about how much you spend on someone's present.
That's true.
So
I love this. Tweet from Fish yesterday, Kevin. I predict that in the next 48 hours, the Cowboys will hold a free FA kicker tryouts. Today, he tweets, "My prediction is wrong." Stephen tells the fan. Cowboys maintain confidence in Maher. Thursday night outdoors in Chicago sounds like fun.
Yeah, and we even
tried.
Oh,
yeah, the Windy City. That'll go well.
We even tried to be sure. And he's like, again. And you're like, okay, I just couldn't believe the first answer. So I just wanted to be sure.
The Windy City is great whenever they're bringing back the spicy chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Ooh.
Let's go to the most honest person in the NFL. Saquon Barkley. Oh. Come on. What are you doing? Saquon Barkley, he has an eclipsed 72 yards in 5 games since he's returned. So he's not had one game where he's run for more than 72 yards. It's because he's hurt, right? No. This is what he told the New York Post. Quote, "Did I look hurt? No. So let's stop making an excuse that I'm hurt. I'm not hurt. Let's stop making an excuse I'm not 100%. Nobody is 100%. Saquon Barkley is like, no, I just suck right now. That's the kind of honesty that I think we're all looking for this morning, right?
Yeah, but how do you fix it?
That's more concerning.
You can admit it. That's fine. You can admit it if you want to.
I'll admit it.
I want somebody to say, but here's the solution. For him, for the Cowboys franchise, I just want somebody to be like, you know what? Yeah, it isn't what it is. Or it isn't what we keep saying that it is. But here's the solution for it all. We're going to come up with it, and this is how we're going to do it, rather than we're going to keep doing what we've done. Like, Barkley, if you're not doing anything to not suck right now, then you got to figure out how to something else, man.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'll also admit it. I was furious, but I thought it was fair. Shaq Lawson and Jordan Phillips were making fun of Zeke's feed me gesture.
Oh, they were all making fun of all sorts of stuff.
And they were making fun of Dak. And, I mean, when you roll into our house and straight up clown the Cowboys and make – don't get confused by the way it looked a little closer at the end. The Cowboys got destroyed yesterday.
After the game in the locker room, they threw Cole Beasley around. They picked him up and did the little crowd surfing thing with him. They loved him, man. From the 972, eclipses are super rare, Kevin. Read a book.
Yeah.
What?
You just needed to know that, man.
I don't even know what that's in reference
to. Eclipses are super rare. Just read a book,
okay,
telling
but
you.
Did I say they weren't super rare?
Doesn't matter. They wanted you to know, so they texted that in.
Okay. I mean, I will not read a book, but thank you for the suggestion. And then finally, that's something you should know about me. Don't get me a book. unless it's about Star Wars or a wrestler. The Steelers' Mean Joe Green has been the first defensive lineman named to the NFL 100 all-time team. They've been doing that. Ray Lewis was the first linebacker. Mean Joe Green is the first defensive lineman. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you want to call in? You've been telling us you want to call in. Now is your opportunity to call in. 877-881-1053. Are you furious that Jason is still here? And are you ready to call it a season? We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.